We are learning Maseches Pesachim Daf Kuf Tesa and Beis, and we're starting the second line from the top. Amar Rav Ashi, Omli Rav and Bar Chimna, Shulchan Shel Mikdash, the Shulchan that was found in the Beis HaMikdash, like we know there's the Aroin, there's the Menorah, there's the Shulchan, there's the Mizbeach. The Shulchan actually was Mekabel Tuma, because the Pasuk says, Al Shulchan Atar, and the Gemara Darshins, in the Mishnah, that since the Shulchan Atar, Mechlad have become Tame. But how are you toivel the Shulchan? We are assuming that we knew it was a mikvah in the Azara, but that they didn't want to take up space in the Azara. So they made a minimum mikvah, 40-some mikvah, which is one amma by one amma, three ammas high. The problem is the Shulchan is two ammas by one amma, and it has legs. Now, if something's two ammas by one amma, how do you get it into the mikvah? Good, you put it in the two ammas sticking up, and it goes up three ammas, but in one amma exactly, you can't fit a one amma thing in exactly one amma width. So how do you fit the Shulchan in? So, and also the legs are a problem. So it has to be, it was made Shal Prakim. Shulchan Shal Mikdash Shal Prakim Ava. Like the Rashbam explains, first of all, it was split down the middle. Through the length of two amas, it was split. It was made in two so you could break it apart. And the legs came off.
You said it was just like the Ari and the Luchas
inside. No. Yeah, okay. But I guess they assumed for a mikvah they needed, that wasn't part of like Kachi Kedoshim. They had to be able to put it in. So most of it's Shal Prakim. So these are the duke have him hit, it was tight. Amsa ba amsa, hechem etal, the heck you fit, the amma and amma. It's impossible to fit an amma into amma. So Moshe has another cash. So Chaira, put it in a diagonal. What's the big deal? Put it in a diagonal. When you have one amma, the diagonal is more than, is like 1.4 ammas. So you can put it on a diagonal. Put the thing in a diagonal. You know, the legs have to come off, but that's the shear. One amma, why have to be? So prakim, you can put it in a diagonal. That's the kasha of the Rishayin, the Master Kasha. So Rosh has the kasha. And the answer, since it has a certain thickness to it, because it has the mascaras and the zer, so you won't be able to get so close to the corners, and therefore, you can't even put it in a diagonal. So the Mar's question is, how you might table it? It must be, it's split down the middle. The Shulchan was made in two pieces. No, my kusha. Dilma Yam Shosh Shleima Matvale. There was a big mikvah in the Beis Mikdash called the Yam Shosh Shleima. And that was very big. The Torah of Chia, Yam Shosh Shleima Machzik Me'ev Chamishim Mikvah Tairo. It was 150 size times a mikvah. It was 150 times 40 saw. It was huge. So in that mikvah, they could be tablet. So it's not a raya that it was broken, it was cracked in half, it was two pieces. There's no raya to that because you could have tablet Yam Shosh Shleima. Agav, there's a Tosfos here that handles what was the point of his Yam Shosh Shleima. First of all, he brings down a Yashami that asks, V'aloi She'uvim Hein. It was a Mayim Shuvim. So even if it holds 40 saw, but Lamaisa, the lach is that it's called Shuvim if it's in a Kli. So therefore, Tosis answers that it was held up by the Shvarim, I guess it was fake cows, and through the legs of the cow, it was open to the underground and was Mechubata Ma'ayin. And that's what made it into a mikvah. Because for that, it just was like a structure that held water, a pool, is not a kosher mikvah. Because that's Mayim Shuvim, it's a Kli. So the Teretz says it was mechubah to the ma'ayin on the bottom. That's what it says in the Yashami. And the shayla was what they used it for exactly. That's a different shayla and that the Achrenim handle exactly. What was the point of this mikvah? You can't say it was for the Tameim to be mitar themselves because you can't be in the Azara when you're Tameim. You have to leave the Azara. So they can't be in the Azara for the mikvah. Some say it was mamash made for the Shulchan, but it's strictly Ha'ara. What was the point of the Yam Shal Shleim? The Yam Shal Shleim says in Sefer Malachim that when Shleim HaMelech built the Beis Mikdash, he built himself this big mikvah called the Yam Shal Shleim. And that's where the Sefer, Yam Shal Shleim, comes from, the Mashal Sefer. Okay. Adkan HaGemara. Now we're going to go into a sugya that covers a bunch of blat, three, four blat, about different Shadim and Sakonus and Kshofim and Kishif, and we'll start with the sugya of Zugais. It says in the Mishnah, you have to have four kaises. Frank the Gemara Kasha, Heichi Mesakdi Rabbanon, Midi the also Baal de Sakana. How could the Rabbanon be Mesakin something that will come to a Sakana? How could Rabbanon Mesakin something that comes to a Sakana? Why? Because there's something called Zugais. Zugais means anything that appears is a sakana. The shadim like things that appears, that are two, four, six, eight. And here, if it's four, it's going to be a problem of zugos, because it's an even number. It's two, four, six. So how can Masak it something that'll come to zugos? Now, what's pshat, why the shadim like zugos? So the Mepharshim, some say, the Ben HaBachai, says that something that's two That Hashem is one. Anything that's two is showing something like avodah zarah. That's not one. We know that there's only one. There's one Hashem. That's what there is. Once it's two already, it looks like they call it pirud or shnuya. It makes like it looks like there's two things. That's why some say the second day don't say kitayev, because two is always not so good. Number two is not so 2, 4, 6 days. What problems? Hey, I'm drinking the four kaisers. I have a problem with zugoys. Hey, because I run me the also zekana. But time with the brisa. Leyecholim trei. A person should not eat two. Shouldn't eat two pieces, two eggs, two chickens. Leyishta trei. Shouldn't drink two cups of wine. Lekaneach trei. He shouldn't wipe himself twice. This is after the bathroom. Veloy. V'loyas etzroch of trei. Rashi says Tashmish. Rashbam says Tashmish. They shouldn't do two times. Om Rav Nachman, so this is all the thing. Two is the problem of zugas. Om Nachman Makra, Leil Shemurim. Leil HaMashumah Bom and HaMazikim. The night of Pesach is Leil Shemurim. It's Mashumah from Mazikim. And therefore, since it's Mashumah from Mazikim, therefore, you don't have to worry about the zugas. You don't have to worry about zugas. What?
About the second night.
What, second night? Second night what? Yeah, it is. It's a Svek the Yom. It's a Seder night. It's a Leil Shemurim also. Same Leil Shemurim, second night. If you're drinking four kaisers, it's a Leil Shemurim. So, because that's the first tarot, is that it's a Leil Shemurim. Rava Amar, Kois Shabracha Mitztaref L'Toiva, Ve'inoi Mitztaref L'Ra. Rava is a different tarot. So it says the Kois Shabracha, which is the Kois of Birchas Hamazon. So that's mitzdaref l'toivav l'ra, which means that it attaches itself to the two kaises. It becomes like a group of three, but it doesn't attach itself to the fourth kais. Because the only, since it's a kais of bracha, what it does is, it's mitzdaref l'toivav not l'ra. So you look like this, you have three kaises, and then one kais is separate from the other three. It's not, you don't look at it as a four, you look at three and one. Why? Because that's the kayach of kais of bracha, that's mitzdaref l'toivav v'ein mitzdaref l'ra. So that's the second teretz of the Gemara. First teretz, Leil Shemurim. Second teretz, Kosher Bracha, it's Mitztaref L'Toivah, not Mitztaref L'Ra. Ravina Amar, a third teretz, Abba Kasi Tekinu Rabbanon Derech Cheres, Kol Chad V'cha Mitzvah Apein Havshah. Each one is its own mitzvah. Each one of the Dalek Kaisers is its own mitzvah, and therefore they're not mitzvah to each other. It's not like two Kaisers or four Kaisers, it's each one separate mitzvah. Zokter is Shash. Now, what do you see from this Gemara? Let's say a person only has one cup of wine or three cups of wine. He doesn't have four cups. Should he do anything? Dr. Rashash. Mekandir Ali, Dalek Kaisis Ema Akvan Zazah, Mein Le'el Osholish, Yishtakulon. You would have a Havmin. If you don't have four Kaisis, there's no point doing anything. Dr. Rashash, no. Every Kaisis own mitzvah. Don't that tell you that was there. See this Gemara, every Kaisis own mitzvah, and therefore there's no problem of Zugais.